At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 441 of Fourth and John Live from Brazil. It's kind of a surreal moment. I know Eagle fans are excited. I think the energy is at an all-time level. I mean, things are just getting crazy out here.
People
drinking coconut water. I've never had water out of a coconut. So that's the first. But it's been. There's no words of what this trip has been like. Brazilians have been more than welcoming. All the stuff you're reading on the timelines, all that stuff is pretty much fake noise. You got to come out here and experience the people, the culture, the passion. They're as passionate as Eagle fans, but they also know how to party like Eagle fans. But I'm ready for the season, man. It's weird that it's a couple days away, and it's not to the link. It's going to be in Sao Paulo. Evan, are you I know you're an old man these days. Does it take you a lot to get up for a game like this, opening game?
Hell no. Not with the expectations we have, not with the offseason that we've had and all the free agents that we've went and gone. I mean, this is one of the better-looking Eagles teams that I can remember in a long time. And I've seen some good-looking Eagles teams in recent time. I'm absolutely hyped. It's the start of the season. I'm expecting, a big win. We've talked a lot about what we expect out of this first game. It's the number one thing we've been looking forward to for months on end now. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing how it is out in Brazil itself from the man on the ground. Boots on the ground out there.
Boots on the ground.
You got coconuts. I didn't do much this weekend. I just, I spent my time up in the Northeast like the rest of us.
I'm not trying to flex at all. I mean, I put a couple posts out there, but it's like I keep on getting texts from all of y'all like, yo, can you post more pictures? I'm like, well, I'm not trying to flex out here.
Nah, it's cool. I'm good. I'm good. You minimizing it to the pictures because look, I was jealous the very first day that you sent the video out. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, hey, listen, man. But look, I'm super, super excited, bro. The stars are lining up. I mean, the week is here. We're a couple of days away from getting this thing started. Evan, you mentioned we look good, but it's how well we're going to put this shit together. That's the part I'm looking forward to. And the reason why I say the stars are lining up, things have been going my way, man, since Saturday. I know I'm getting off topic here, but seeing my Miami Hurricanes putting their system together look good. Yeah. Look good, I'm just saying. And then I want to go ahead and take the time to introduce you to the newest member of the family that arrived just in time before the season started.
My boy Swoop
is in the building.
What's up, Swoop?
What's up, Pop?
You see him? Wow. He's chilling.
Bro, he's already got no neck like his father.
Hey, yeah, listen, that's all right, man. That's he looked just like daddy, right?
Yeah, brolic. Look at him.
He's chilling here with me. And then, the Eagles gear for him came in. It's going to be ready for Friday's game. Got the collar, got the dog tag, got blessed with an Eagles Jalen Hurts jersey for him. So
they make Jalen Hurts jerseys for dogs.
Listen, I went to Ross. I went to Ross and I was like, let me just see what they got. Bam. A throwback Kelly Green Eagles Jalen Hurts jersey, which you guys will see on Friday. Dope. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So good, bro. Right here.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like every time Gail sends a picture, I'm just like, damn, that looks like gorgeous, gorgeous pictures, by the way. Definitely want to say that. But you on a bike with flip-flops is wild. Watch out for the ankle bone. Watch out for
you out here with chancletas?
Chancletas, bro. They throw them like frisbees out there.
Riding. No, first of all, I was riding from the Copacabana, and I was like, I don't think I'm gonna make the show in time. I'm sitting there like riding my bike as fast as I can. Didn't think I was gonna make it, but I made it.
So, yo, you know how like in Hawaii they give you guys the lays. Here in Brazil, they give you chancletas as soon as you come off the plane.
let me ask you a question, Gil. I mean, this is going to be a game that is played in a soccer stadium. The country's known. I mean, they've won a bunch of World Cups. Have you seen any taken in any of the soccer on the streets down there, or is just been Eagles?
Since? I've seen some beats soccer. First of all, I feel way out of shape being in Brazil because you will notice the first time you get even 5 feet from the beach that you are probably not fit enough to be on the beach because I'm going to say everyone, but 95% of people are fit, more fit than we are. But, you know, a lot of people are playing volleyball. You can play volleyball right now. You can go out there and play volleyball at night. Wow. People are riding their bikes. People do it. It's lit up. People are surfing out here. I would probably die. I haven't been in the water yet. I've been in the pool. My feet.
I do have a question. Did you get a chance? Because I did see you on the stairs. Did you get the Snoop Dogg and Pharrell scene going?
Did I get the scene? I didn't really get too jiggy with it. But I did shuffle.
Yeah.
If I was here on time, I would have been able to get some of these photos loaded in, but
hey,
the steps are crazy.
Very nice.
This whole city is crazy. There's so much stuff to do, and then you look outside.
Background too.
I know Philly sports guy was going to try and hang glide. You can go hang gliding for Frugal Gang experience, $160 cash.
Nice. That's not bad.
You know, you can die for $160 if you like. I'm
good. You can die for a lot less.
We were hanging out with monkeys yesterday. You could literally feed monkeys out of your hand. That's not even. It's almost like our version of squirrels are their monkeys.
So they're just like freely out there in the road.
Like, look at this. Monkeys just grooming themselves, chilling.
Oh shit!
That's just like right there in Rio.
Right in front of you.
So they're just out there chilling, like that's what I'm saying. Like they're not. There's no owners to these things.
No, they are chilling.
They're straight hood monkeys.
They can take your food and then run away.
They take your wallet.
Probably worse than seagulls, honestly.
I wouldn't be surprised if those guys got them. Trained.
Trained. Yeah.
you're not allowed to feed the monkeys. They say don't feed the monkeys, but people feed them anyway. The only one. Only people that were feeding the monkeys were people from Philly sports trips.
Of course.
It's on brand.
I'm trying to think of what else was pretty cool. We went this thing called Sugarloaf Mountain. Imagine like living like the Jetsons up in the sky. You got to go up. It's crazy. The views were up there. They had a DJ waiting for us. A brunch overlooking the. That's why I don't want to post that shit because I was too swanky to be posting.
We living through you. Like you are our eyes and our ears out there. So you gotta keep on posting that joint. I got one important question. How many times did you hear a fly eagle fly? And
the counter is up to about like 52. Eagle chance has been
you're both 52.
Yeah, it's been a lot of that. A lot of people are shocked. Like the local Brazilians are like, because you know, like what language are you singing in or speaking in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing of people, like every post that we put out, kind of there's been people in the comments saying, "Don't wear green, be safe. What are you doing? Take it." It's bad.
It's extra, man. It's just extra.
But being outside the country, you realize the media be hyping shit up like 110%. The whole idea with the wildfires and everyone's thinking about the Eagles game might be canceled or whatever. It's like 2,200 miles away from the city. 2,200 miles away from the city. So that game looks like it's not going to be canceled, but people are still reporting on the game being canceled. Has a chance to be canceled. I know they had some small, but we're going to talk to some of the local Brazilians on Thursday. The Eagles are doing a party with Eagles with Hannes, who's on the show. Yago will be there. I'm trying to link up with those guys, the locals. Our resort's going to be like an hour away from Sao Paulo, but the traffic is going to be a little nutty. We get into Sao Paulo at 4 o'clock on Thursday. So, man, I wish you guys were here, man. I'm telling you,
I want you to live it up because, like, I mean, if we're looking at it realistically, we got a lot of cool trips coming up, but you are 100% on the coolest trip that is going to be all year. Like, so live it up, bro. Like, you're in Brazil. You're not in Cincinnati.
You're not in Cleveland. You're in
Brazil right now. Like,
but a lot of the trips that we go on, we take scooters. And then I saw my first set of scooters. I'm like, my scooter homies, where they at?
Yeah.
I was like,
scooters, what?
And for other reasons, Prime, you know. I was like, where's Prime at? He would have loved to see the views of the mountains and the beaches. It's amazing. But I think overall, the Eagle fans that have been on this trip have been ecstatic. I've been hanging with Jordan Spector and his lovely girlfriend.
Jordan.
And Amanda, we've had a whole bunch of a posse. Michael Gordon, who was on our last show, he's out here acting a fool. Do you guys want some kind of souvenir? Chocolates, maybe?
I just want a magnet for my fridge.
I always appreciate whether if it's little, small, whatever, man.
Let me know. You let me if there's something particular.
So I did a tour with Joe on Sunday. He hooked me up, took me, Autumn, and the kids. And then for what I'm hearing, they're selling some Brazil merchandise at the pro shop starting today
or starting tomorrow.
So I'll be stopping by the pro shop on my way home Thursday.
Gail's going to be cutting the trip short so he can stop by the Eagles pro shop.
Seven and one half of their pads, you know. Like,
yeah, they actually threw some new merchandise at the pro shop on Sunday that went so fast because they're not originally open on Sundays, but the Phillies game was going on. And they opened it up, and they were selling this Jalen Hurts piece that was like you wouldn't even think of the price that I ended up purchasing it for. But yo, this bad boy, and it was the last one, but there's more supposed to be coming in this week. Look at that bad boy!
Ooh. It's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice. Really
very nice.
That's really nice.
So I ended
flex,
up copying
like
that.
Flex.
Well, hey, listen. He flexed the coconut. I gotta flex the dog in the picture over here. I gotta get something.
No, I actually didn't know you could just like drink out of a coconut.
Oh yeah, bro. Do it in PR all the time.
It's called coconut water, bro.
I've never put a straw on a coconut and just sip.
Yeah, it's, we don't got to. We don't got coconuts in Delaware and Pennsylvania. That's
maybe I haven't. Maybe I haven't lived like. The elites out here. Shout out to
where everybody. Where you think they got that song from? You put the never mind.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't know how the elites live out here, but shout out to Ev. He knows what's up. The bathrooms out here have bidets. I've never used a bidet before. Been enlightening.
It's an enlightening experience.
Enlightening. No, I mean, I'm just yeah.
Y'all swept up by big toilet paper right now.
Oh, man. Yeah,
listen, I think that's all you need to carry over there. You can actually go to the bathroom anywhere.
He said, forget the dew wipes. You get a bidet.
Wipes.
Oh, God. Shout out to the people all in the chat. I know a couple of you all have hit me up. I've been trying to send pictures out. I'm going to try and get to a lot of y'all. But shout out to 843 Philly fan in the house. We also have Todd here talking about your Hurricanes, Prime.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see they were over there talking to the recruitment.
The recruits? Oh, yeah. Bro, that was hilarious. Yeah. Don't come here. And then you have the Karen. Move, go, get out of here.
Stop it right now. Come
Don't come here. You see what just happened? Don't come here. I want to say this. Hurricanes are back, bro.
Hurricanes are back.
Look.
I'm not going to be biased. When I see that first two games, I still want to see what this weekend is going to be like at home. But when I see whether we win or not, if we win, like last year, seeing them win, okay. But seeing the system and the flow that they had going on, I always wanted to go ahead and say, hey, listen, we're going to have a decent year, but we ain't doing nothing crazy. But my feelings, seeing what I saw on Saturday and the connection and yo, the chemistry these boys got, I'm at the SWA on swag. I just need that G come Saturday, and you got the full word swag back. Right. The swag is back.
Britton Covey's going to get you there, bro. Punt return, he's going to
get you. Hey, they have a Britton Covey of their own, bro. That boy is nasty. Nasty, man.
You know who else is nasty? This Eagles offense. Lenny Radford asked, what's up, brothers? So will y'all be surprised if the Birds blow these guys out or vice versa? There's no versus.
There's no vice versa here.
No.
I'm not thinking blowout. I would love to come out like with a blowout. I think it's going to be a high scoring game on both sides. I think that going into the season, I view our offense a lot stronger than I view our defense. Not saying that our defense is bad, just saying that I think that we really have a high powered offense, and our defense, you know, could be giving up some stuff through the middle, like we have in years past. So I'm gonna
I totally agree with you, because I mean it's the first game of the season. The rust is coming off. Yep. All right, so you're definitely gonna get a lot, some good, some bad, but you know this is what the first game is all about, getting all that out of the way. But I think we have the advantage, man. I mean, again, we look good on the offense and defensive side, so it could come down to what side of the team is going to go ahead and make that play to go ahead and win that game. And, you know, we definitely going to pull off that W on Friday.
I think – but the biggest thing is to make sure that they're not coming out slow. You know what I mean? Like, coming out flat. You know what I mean? Got to come out with the juices running and let's go. That's, like, the biggest thing, because, you know, that's what we do every year. You know, we barely beat the Detroit Lions. I think it was Minnesota. Like, can't come out flat. You gotta come out, yo, blazing. Let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah.
What about you, Ev?
I already said that I don't think it's gonna be a blowout.
He got distracted by the yellow shirt. That's
today, bro. He's a different man. Look at Gail. Different man.
Everybody's
Bro, if you would have saw what I did to get back here on time, you would have been laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
I was weaving in and out of random Brazilians on the side of the road, just like I almost got hit by a car. I had food off the side of the street, regular little pub restaurant. We don't speak no English. It's just like, it's safe out here, man. I'm just saying.
Restaurant pub is not
like it's like an open, you know, like a little side shop. It's kind of like
no inside seating. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, there's no door on the front. It's a
okay
chill spot. and all these places that were Eagle fans have been warned not to go. We were hanging out there for like hours. Huh. But just
wearing green.
Wearing green. I don't know. It was just a great experience, and just rushing it to get here on time. I still can't believe I made it. But shout out to the people in chat. I know people have questions. Let's see, man.
Oh, is it like a bodega? Kind of like a little buffet spot. Oh, okay.
But I didn't know what I was eating. I was just eating shit. Daz asks, how's your Twitter working? Because this is I've been asked this a million times. I haven't tweeted yet. I've been DMing people, but I saw like if you use the VPN, that's what you sent in the chat.
Yeah.
I thought it, like, was that real or not? But I wasn't gonna try.
You don't want to find out either. Right?
Well, Michael Gordon was out here tweeting.
No,
well, yeah. Like a madman.
If he gets that bill at home,
when he tries to get on the plane, they lock him up. We had one of the Eagle fans lost their passport on the plane.
What?
And when they got out, because this is my first time being a trip coordinator with Philly Sports Trips, but like you got to make sure everybody's good.
Yeah,
and right. they brought him into customs, and my man was tearing up because he couldn't figure out where he lost his passport and didn't know the English. And he's trying to like use Google Translate. I was like, bro, like,
damn.
It was, but he was fine. He was fine. He left it on the plane.
They let him in.
yeah, he's good. But yeah, damn. That was fun. We had a couple drunk Eagle fans who wandered off the airport, and they realized that,
I gotta ask, how is Jamie feeling after his collision with the wave?
He's good. Jamie's been
painful.
Jamie's been on a 15 on a scale of 1 to 10. He's been on 15 now here.
Oh, I see it. And listen, man.
We went to the Christ the Redeemer, and all the Brazilians were like, "Picture, picture." I'm like, "Yo, Christ is right here, bro." But I have a picture of us on the top of the I'm gonna be honest, that thing was like one of the seventh wonders of the world, right?
Yeah.
That's like a giant,
right? It's
we said a prayer up there. We prayed for Super Bowl. That's me, Spectre, and Philly Sports Guy, aka Jamie. But it is crazy up there, man. I don't know how they built that shit, but pretty amazing. Yeah, man. It's been a nutty week, man. Just did a hit with CBS right before I got on the show. So look out for that if you see that. Now we're gonna speak a lot of this stuff into existence like we do here. Who's gonna be your MVP this week versus the Packers?
Offense or defense or both?
I'll go offense and defense.
Anyone come to mind for you guys? I mean, I already have. I've been saying for weeks that I think that Saquon Barkley comes out hot. I've been predicting 200 yards out the gate, Saquon Barkley.
All purpose?
He's gonna make all purpose yards. He's going to make Primo go and get his jersey. In Kelly Green, it's gonna look fly as hell.
That's the color I'm getting. You choosing the color?
You could choose whatever you want, but that's the way to go. My opinion.
Kelly Green is fire. Okay.
200 all-purpose yards, Kelly Green. It is.
Love that.
I will contribute to those funds. I will contribute.
On the defensive side of the ball. I'm looking at my guy Jalen Carter, man. I've been saying that this is his breakout season. I think that if you remember his very first play as an Eagle, he was right up the middle and blowing it up. Didn't end up. I think he just ended up blowing up a play. I don't think he got a sack, but I expect him to be going after it early and often and making his presence felt.
So I'm going to say, so I could be honored to go into the shop the next day and buying that jersey. Saquon definitely has that great game, but I'm keeping my eye on Dallas Goedert, man. I think Dallas Goedert is probably going to go ahead and blow it up on Friday, do his thing. And on the defensive side, I'm going to go to the guy next to your boy. I think Davis is going to go ahead and light it up on Friday.
All right.
That's a good one. Are you not worried about Goddard's oblique?
You're always worried about that. It's always, you want to keep that way, way, way back in of your mind.
I got you. But, yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
He's going to be all
right.
He's
going
to be good.
I'm going for Saquon because I want Primo to buy that jersey. and then my co offense would be Jalen Hurts. I feel like Jalen Hurts is going to be, he's going to tell you, I told you so. And he's going to do that. Like, y'all must have forgot that Rose Jones Jr. Remember that? Y'all must have forgot. On defense, I'm going to have to give a CJ DJ. I think he's going to have a pick. He's going to have a pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to air it out. I think this is the game. As much as I want Saquon to go off, so much so that I ran into two Giant fans. One actually worked at my job at the Christ the Redeemer, of all places, to meet someone that you never met that worked at your former job.
He needed a place to park.
He was a Giants fan, so I was trolling him about the Saquon. I said he's going to have a big game. I said he's a local Brazilian. He lives down here. He's got the best life ever. Okay. But I do think Jalen Hurts is going to ball out. I think I also think defensively, I'm going to go outside the box and go with Slay. I think he's going to get pick six, serve it up nicely.
I mean, and like I was just kind of like looking at this now too. You're looking at our secondary that we completely fortified in this offseason, going back and getting CJGJ, getting Quinyon Mitchell in the first round. And you're all going up against a wide receiver core that, I'm sorry, but like Christian Watson, he's all right. But we got Darius Slay. Like, Romeo Doubs, I think he's going to be out, or he's at least he was limited today. Yeah. So
Jaden Reed.
I think we could. What's that?
I said Jaden Reed as well. I mean, they're young. That's a young bunch, but I think.
It's a young bunch, but I think you could put the clamps on them. I would think you'd be able to.
I like to hear that. I got this question from in a cool tone. He said, so the real question is, are they really built like that? What you say, G Money? I'm just gonna say and move on.
there was some funny ass memes going out today about the real fit Brazilian women over there. They were just like, keep your eye out to make sure that they, which bathroom they gonna go to. Are they gonna go to the women's bathroom, or are they actually gonna go to the men's bathroom? I started dying.
Elena asked, how's the food? Food is amazing. Food is nuts.
What's the best thing you had out there so far?
I had a shrimp risotto. Underneath a bridge in a local spot, people are swimming in the water
under a bridge.
That sounds terrible.
What are you, Rumpelstiltskin?
How's the steak, man?
This shit looked like, I was like, we could lose an organ here, but the shrimp risotto was banging.
We could lose an organ here.
it was amazing. No, the steak. We went to steakhouse the first night.
Oh, it wasn't. I saw that. That's what I'm saying. So how was the steak? Yeah.
I didn't post that either.
Son, you slacking, B. What is wrong?
I mean, I was like, come on, man. How many pictures of meat you want? Pause.
All right. To get us back on track here.
fix this. It fast.
Quarterbacks. Oh. I mean, Jalen Hurts. I got all the confidence in the world. I mean, that looks tremendous.
That looks tremendous. That's a sharp knife,
my lord.
That looks good. That's a sharp ass knife, too.
Was that shrimp steak?
All different meats.
Just goes to show they got some serious weapons over there.
Uh-huh.
Chase is saying that the meat picks are crazy. You just showing meat picks on the show is crazy, bro. Come on.
You were supposed to fix this, bro, not making it work.
No, but what I was trying to get us back on track with is Jordan Love. I mean, I think as a guy that didn't really earn that contract that he was served up in this offseason, he got a huge payday, really? Man. Dude, is he proven yet?
I mean, his last year's run,
he beat the Cowboys in the playoffs that go out in the first round every year anyway. That's a gimme game. And so what else did he do?
I mean, he came out of the blue and lit us up when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. He looked good, you know what I mean? So I will say that.
That was years ago.
Aaron
Rodgers was on the team.
I'm being humble.
I can see a decent contract. I just, you know, I wasn't expecting that big of a contract, but hey.
$50 bill a year?
Know. Yeah, man.
Pat Mahomes money? I don't know, man.
He could have beat the Niners.
It looks like Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah, you wow.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know. You guys, Jordan Love lovers? Is that what's going on?
No, I mean, I got mad respect for the kid, and I think he's going to be bright. But, you know, I mean, it's not probably going to start for him until, like, maybe week three or four.
Yeah. That's one thing about him is he doesn't jump the gun right away. It takes him a while to get that rhythm. Because for a while, I mean, Jair Alexander was like, oh, he's the truth. And then, like, two games later, he was like, I don't know about Jordan Love. So, but yeah, I feel like personally, man, with the secondary that we got going on, it's improved. His defense is improved with Vic Fangio. I just feel like, you know, I'm not going to say that we're just going to blast them, we're going to beat them. But what I'm saying is, I think we can handle them because we have the pieces to be able to win.
Talking about pieces, shout out to Piccolo in the building, who's got pieces of a new album out. You might want to check it out. He's got a nice theme song out there. Make sure you check him out there on all socials at check out Piccolo. He said, what's up, family? What you expect from Barkley in his Eagles debut? I think 122 yards.
200.
One TD. The first touchdown.
Okay. Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, he's going to break one off for like 90 watts, 80 watts. He's going to break one off.
Shout out to Bergen. Talk about some of these matchups. I mean, obviously, you know, we know, you know, some of their wide receivers, but talk about the their offensive line. You know, at left tackle, they have Rasheed Walker, Elton Jenkins, Josh Myers, Jordan Morgan and Zach Tom. When I say all those names, obviously Jordan Morgan, a rookie. And we know he's going to have to battle the likes of Jalen Carter. I believe that is going to be there's gonna be a mismatch. And I think, right, you know, Jalen Carter's had his way all offseason with our own offensive line. I think
right.
How do you see our offensive line? I mean, their offensive line holding up against our defense.
I see.
I think that this is going to be good.
No, I was just going to say that I see that we have the advantage over them because, I mean, we got some key guys that, you know, are going to go ahead and do their thing. I mean, we're talking about Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Brandon Graham. You know, Hunt is going to be, you know, thrown into the mix. You know, the linebackers are going to be doing it. I don't know. I just feel like we definitely have the advantage over them. So I think, you know, it's definitely going to go ahead and open it up where we're going to get back to that defense where we were at back in 22. Vic Fangio is back in the building. The scheme is back. You know what I mean? We're not going to have to – I hope that we're not going to have to question anything when it comes to these defensive plays. But that's where I just feel like we definitely have the advantage on. You know, the fact that we have a defensive coordinator that has the, you know, the great resume to put a good scheme together. And I'm looking forward to seeing these boys go to work.
I'm honestly thinking that like this first game is going to be kind of an indicator as far as what our defensive line is going to look like for the season. I mean, I'm thinking about a guy like Brandon Graham who has a semi decent sized role, I would say, in this defensive line rotation. And, you know, he's entering that 15th season. We've been privileged to have him his entire career. He's done a great job. He helped us win a Super Bowl. Is he going to have enough gas in the tank to be able to carry us all the way there? I hope so. But, you know, other than him, I mean, we've got Josh Sweat, obviously. Changed his number mysteriously to 19. Like, I'm going to throw a mini red flag out right there. What the fuck are you – what's 19 about, bro? Like, as a defensive end. That one's kind of throwing me through a loop.
You know the last person who wore 19?
It's Ortega Whiteside.
Yeah. Before that, who wore it?
Was it Tanner McKee?
Nope.
Nah. It was this guy that played for the Cowboys. Wasn't it?
Will Greer?
Nah, the light-skinned dude. We signed him for that 1 year.
Miles Austin. Kim Kardashian's first victim.
What do you mean, Reggie Bush? Wasn't that Reggie Bush?
Reggie was the first victim.
You sure? Miles Austin was first. And then Nick Cannon. We were going off topic, but anyway.
We are, bro.
Yeah. Where are we going?
I don't know. Evan, come on, man. Get this shit together.
Facts.
We're home. He's away. He's acting like a fool right now.
To get back on topic, though, I feel like the D-line has to set the tone. They have to set the tone. They have to be the leaders of the new school when it comes to this, because that's what we have right now. We have a young team. This is the average age on this team is what, 25 to 26 years old. This is the leaders of the new school. This is the new Philadelphia Eagles. This is a new regime with it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they just need to set the tone. And Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham is our elder. You know what I'm saying? But he needs to make sure that he is leading by example. And then we need Josh Sweat and Huff to finish things up.
I think Huff off the edge, a lot of people are I'm trying to figure out where Eagle fans stand on what they expect out of them. I'm not sure what Eagle fans – I know what they want out of them, but I'm not sure what we expect from him week one. But I do think his get-off is something that everyone's been talking about. Like, you know, Mulata and the Lane Johnson of the world talking about his get-off is tremendous, I think. But I'm going to go back with what Tim had mentioned about the young guys in the middle. I really do think we talk about run defense. Last year – Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, they wore down. Are they ready for the next step? You talk about Fletcher Cox being that dude from his rookie year on as a mainstay to hold this defense together. I think if Fletcher Cox
– torch.
Yeah, hopefully he passed that torch on those guys, and knowing that he could retire, he's like, yo, I can retire. I know you guys are in good hands. I'm out. But, you know, that first play against the Ravens, you see him get gutted for that first play. That's something we don't want to see. Obviously, they got Josh Jacobs, and they have our boy. Oh my God, from USC,
Marshawn Lloyd. He's injured though.
Yeah, is he injured? He's not playing.
He was didn't participate in practice, I believe.
Okay,
remember I told you he they thought he was going to be out, but he's having hamstring issues. So running back hamstring issues.
And AJ Dillon shut down for the whole year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Unfortunately. A neck injury.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're really hoping that those guys are being passed the torch. I really think that the defensive line, the interior of that defensive line, is in good hands as of right now. I mean, you know that Jordan Davis has definitely caught a lot of flack, from myself included, but he draws double teams. That's a thing that he does, and that opens up space for other guys. Back on the topic of Josh Huff real quick, though. Is there a number in mind? Do you view that we directly? I know it wasn't a trade; it was a release and a pickup. But do you view it as we picked up Josh Huff for Hassan Reddick? And if so, is there a number in your mind that Josh Huff has to get to X amount of sacks in the season in order for it Bryce to Huff. Have made sense? Huh?
Bryce Huff,
I'm sorry.
I was like, yeah, my
when brain. You said Josh Huff, I'm thinking Oregon.
I'm thinking Hollow Points.
I'm thinking Hollow Points too.
I apologize. Bryce Huff. Is there a number of sacks that he has to get to for you to be like, all right, it was worth not paying Hassan Reddick?
10. Mm. At least 10.
At least 10.
At least 10.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys see a drop off, because last year wasn't that great. Do you see a drop off?
What last year? When you say last year wasn't that great for who?
For the D line for sacks, totals and sacks.
Oh yeah, I mean we were dealing with a coordinator who didn't know shit about the defense. So I mean that played a big factor, and you know I mean we all questioned as we were at games live, like why don't we see Hassan a little bit more? You know what I mean, how come he's not dropping. In more plays, and why is he dropping in coverage exactly? So, I mean, I think here, you know, Bryce Huff is bringing something to the table. He's not a Hassan, but he can be. You know, it goes back to the question that Evan's asking. You know, what I mean, is this guy really just going to truly fill in right where Hassan left off? You know, what I mean, if that's the case, then we made out good. We made out real good. And yes, I mean, I'm with Gale. I think he needs to at least get to 10. To prove that, just so he can show. And anything after 10, that's a bonus.
Yeah. Now, Daniel asks, odds on first pick for Quinyon. I say first pick, I'm going to go 15 to 1.
At this game?
My mass anxiety, like when you said odds.
Anytime.
You can tell Gale's not a sports bettor because he's throwing
out anytime that you mention numbers.
Yeah, that was wild. 15-1, what?
20-1, bro.
Any numbers you throw out there.
First pick for Quinyon in the first game, if I had to guess, I would say that is high. That I would say that you're looking between plus 1,200 to like 3,000, I would think.
I'm gonna put some money on that.
If it's anything above that, I would honestly consider betting it.
Oh yeah.
If it's over plus 1,500,
I'm gonna put money on that for sure.
I'm DraftKings tomorrow.
Right. I will say this though is their DBs are gullible. We can throw the ball, and I think Jaire Alexander. He is more he follows. He's more so he's gonna go toe to toe and follow AJ Brown. With that being said, I think what I'm really, really curious is to see what is Dotson, because Dotson is not really your typical slot guy. He is outside, inside, he can do both. But Devontae is a killer inside. So what is that going to look like? Is he going to be like involved? You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. I can't wait.
But that's where
Jahan Dotson. You're saying is he going to be involved?
No, he will.
I was asking if that was your question. I was just going to say I think that he's definitely used at least in some capacity, even as a decoy. Man, I mean, he has the speed to be able to stretch the field, and that'll open it up for Smitty underneath in the middle for sure.
And that's why I go back to the statement I made in the beginning of the show. Like, it all depends on how well they put this chemistry together, how well they put the pieces to the puzzle. if they go ahead and connect this puzzle in this first game, bro, we got this all the way through. Like, seriously, you know what I mean?
I feel like Jalen Hurts, he's gonna have an opportunity to hit this defense with gashes. Like, it's gonna be a strike from 25 yards to Dotson. It's gonna be Devontae a crosser for 15, then Goddard on a, you know, like a, he's gonna fake a block and then he's gonna hit the flats and or out and up for another 15, and it's gonna be Saquon with another. And then we wouldn't even talk about A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is – he's going to get his, and he's always open. I do think – but I do think Jahan Dotson will give you those sneaky plays in the seams. I think there's a – you know, those option routes where, you know, I think he could be a threat over the middle. And he's been known to be productive over the middle. So I think – I think he's an X factor. You know, the scheming that they're going to try and shut down all our weapons, Dotson is going to have some chunk plays better than Quez.
I see Jalen at least hitting 6 to 7 different targets. Like,
and that's the beauty of it. That's like poetry in motion, in my opinion. Like, that's like you painting a picture, and it's like Bob Ross, and it's just like it's effortless. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want to see with him. You know, just pick your poison, throw the ball, and yo, like, hit your shutdowns. You don't have to make the big explosion plays. You don't have to play hero ball. Like, take what the defense gives you. That's what I want to see from Jalen. I feel like Jalen.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes Jalen would play hero ball, or he would want the exciting explosive play.
He definitely did that, but not to the extent that Carson did. I will say.
My thing with the, you know, obviously, you know, there's something. If you listen to the show last year, we talked about Kelce setting protections. We talked about at what point in time Jalen Hurts was going to be that guy to set those protections. We also talked about, is Juergens a right guard? Like, what does that look like and why? And then when you start realizing that how important it was for Juergens to be the right guard next to Jason Kelce calling the said protections, obviously Jalen's going to have a bigger control of that, but, you know, the way that Jalen was schemed for, a lot of showing zero, and then dropping guys in coverage. You know, saying that Jalen was getting shaky. That was the word out there. If you would show the blitz and then drop back, you start thinking about that call he made to Martindale. From the Giants, what was that call about? Like, I would love it to have been a fly on the wall on that phone call. But I think this is a really it's going to be a really great opportunity to see where Jalen is at from a mental state. Because obviously, I mean, the QBIQ, like a Peyton Manning, where he's, you know, Peyton moves things around. Can Jalen do that? The next level of quarterbacking.
I think that he can. I think that Jalen, especially having multiple years now as being the leader of this team, having this offense, you know, being the captain on this team, I think that he's had enough strides that he knows what he needs to do without Jason Kelce. But as you're talking about scheme, I just kind of want to ask your guys' opinion on something that I kind of really just thought about. Do you think that there's a possibility that there could be a much bigger role for my son on this team? And this isn't me just being a concerned father. I mean, Grant Calcaterra, if you really think about it, so with the addition of Saquon Barkley on this team, if you do more two tight end sets, naturally for blocking, I mean, you're going to want more blockers out there for Saquon. Grant Calcaterra kind of gets forgotten about with Dallas Goedert out there. And then all of a sudden you go play action, Grant Calcaterra is forgotten about. I don't know. I feel like if I'm trying to talk my son up, but I'm just saying that with Saquon Barkley, such an elite rusher on this team, the idea to do more two tight end sets makes sense to me. And then that kind of opened up another page in the playbook is what I'm trying to say.
This is, you know, thoughts? we talked about those tight end screens that we were like, why are we running the tight end screen with? There's, you know, those opportunities where you fake a handoff to Saquon and then he drops out to the flats for a tight end screen. That's what I want to see. Mm-hmm. That is you move the pocket. I mean, I think with this offense, it's really going to be linebackers have to be disciplined with play action and with the threat of Jalen running, the threat of Saquon going the other way. You fake a handoff to him, then come back with a tight end screen, and then A.J. Brown is slanting you to death. Like, it is going to be Ginsu knife on the outside and Devontae Smith doing whatever he wants to do. If they did shut us down, our offense, I would be shocked. Like, that would be shocking to me. There's too many weapons for them.
I'm simply saying, though, don't you want as many ripples to this offense as possible? Because one problem that we ran into last year was that we were predictable and we were trying to do the same thing over and over and over again, and we were banging our heads against the wall. So instead of being predictable, I want to just have as many options in our playbook as possible. Like, think about last year when we were dominating teams with the tush push, right? And then you see that one little wrinkle of it where they fake the tush push and you do the run out to the outside. I wanted more stuff like that. That was a genius idea.
Creative.
Versus KC? Yeah. Is that what we did?
I understand. Yeah, KC. Mm. You know what I definitely want to see? And there's no way you can play man against this offense. There's no way. There is no way. I can definitely see. I mean, they got – because Green Bay got a new defensive coordinator. And with that being said, I'm pretty sure that you're probably gonna see a lot of cover two. Because they're gonna get burned.
They're gonna test the waters about that, but like you said, they're gonna get burned. That's how they're gonna find out. You can't go man against what we got.
Right. I think the biggest thing is getting a well-balanced offense. That's the biggest thing.
Darren G had a quick question. He said, what do you all think of Birds releasing Marlon to below two? And bringing in Byron Young. I think I thought Marlon, I was a little surprised, but I think if they felt a certain way about Byron Young and what he brings to the table, there's some part of his game that they liked better than Tupelotu. And what does that mean for Thomas Booker? Has Thomas Booker done enough to make Tupelotu disposable? That's what you have to be also asking. Might be a little.
Yeah, late. I mean, I wasn't insanely blown away by the decision to let go of Marlon. I think that he's done okay, but nothing that stands out to say that it's not worth going in a different direction and trying something new out.
Hmm. Shout out to Michael. Says some of y'all are world travelers now, huh? That's the first stamp in my passport. But I did hear some rumors. You want to hear a rumor I heard?
What's the rumor?
What's that?
Wow,
what's
kind of juicy. Australia could be in the mix.
What are you talking about? Like an Eagles game in Australia?
Eagles game in Australia. We could hang out with some mates Kangaroo. Down there.
Bob?
Wow.
Ball hang from out down there. Crazy. Yeah.
That'd be pretty crazy.
It's because I heard, someone was like saying that's why, because everyone's like, why do the Eagles, why do they send their team to Brazil? I heard that if they took the Brazil game, then they potentially could get the game in Australia. Would you go to Australia?
I've always wanted to, man.
22 hours.
I always wanted to go to Australia.
I don't know about 22 hours.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I know my wife wouldn't join me. My wife wouldn't join me because she heard that the spiders are over there the size of football helmets.
Come on. Autumn should have came to Rio. And took your ass.
All this right here wouldn't be possible if I would have went to Brazil. You know what I mean? Like
this guy. Let's see. Bob from Downer says, "Yeah, biggest worries. Hurts being blitzed. Has he grown? on the D, the slot, and seam coverage was atrocious. Is it fixed? Yo, the idea of these hot routes, like, are they going to come to fruition this year? Like, give Hurts some hot routes? Like, when, you know, everyone's doing verticals when they're bringing the house. And, like, that was just embarrassing. I'm going to be honest. I'm, like, offline. I've talked to you guys a lot about how we dealt with the blitz and how embarrassing that was from just a scheme perspective. Everyone's watching. Everyone's watching, but I think Moore has them.
You're scaring the hoes.
Oh, God. Bruce Banner says they won't play Jalen like in 22. Those days are gone. Do you believe that?
I don't think they're going.
I think the days of Jalen, if he's trying to say that the days, but his best days are behind him, I think that's incorrect. But I think that Bob, there is some credence to what he said in being worried about, did Jalen get over the hump of, I don't know, being able to deal with the blitz? That was something that really started our whole downfall last year. And, you know, in practice and training camp, they're wearing the red jersey. He knows that there's no legitimate shot of him getting hurt.
Cody says that this yellow shirt makes you look like a Packers fan. I do not want to stir the pot, so I'm going to take that off.
Are you guys worried about Jalen Hurts versus the blitz at all?
A little bit.
What's that?
He asked if we're worried about Jalen Hurts with the blitz handling it.
I think, you know how much film Jalen had to watch of last year to be like, that's not happening again? Because, I mean, that is all I've been thinking about all off season is Jalen Hurts handling the blitz. Have you, or am I the only one?
That's what I'm saying. No, I've been thinking about that as well.
I said, yeah.
I'm wondering if he's over that. I don't know. We're going to have to see that the first game.
Now, you know, there was that quote about Jalen Hurts. This was The Athletic's Mike Sando published his yearly QB tiers article. He said, the word is out there. If you run zero blitz against Hurts or show zero and back out everyone, he will panic, one coach said. That has to change. They lose Jason Kelsey, who handled protections, basically did everything, and you bring in a coordinator who likes to drop back. It will be interesting. But I do go back to Juergens. I think he's going to have a better year than expected. I think it's going to be, I'm not going to say seamless. There's going to be some bumps in the roads, but I do think we're in good hands. President hater Pete Nathan with positivity. The dump offs are built into the Kellen Moore system, so he should do better against them. I think they have answers to the test. They have to. Everyone's all like, Wolves. Evan's like, we'll see. You show me, pal.
We will see.
Now, Jason says that the offense, bro, we just have to be balanced. I do feel like you got to take your shots when you got them, and I do think, you know, I always say you never go broke taking a profit. So I think Jalen has to, you know, at times Jalen's going to want to take those chunk plays and be in gamble, but I do think those underneath chunk plays will be there.
Yeah, I think that the dump offs will be there. Saquon Barkley, bro. Saquon Barkley will be your best friend in this offense.
Captain Kebble says Green Bay defensive coordinator is a man coverage guy, but the thing is, he was one of the best secondary coaches since 2000. If you leave your guys in man versus these weapons like AJ Brown,
yeah, good luck.
Isn't it Buckus?
Brown's going to eat you alive.
Isn't it Buckus's nephew or some grandson or something like that? That's the coordinator.
You tell me.
Is it?
I think so.
You tell me.
Okay, Jalen Ramsey.
You tell me. Bob from Down Under says they are building the NFL Academy 15 minutes from me and all the theme parks, Gold Coast. So that means if you look into the conspiracy of building this NFL Academy, that means they are coming there. Maybe.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, Gail, and you alluded to this a couple pods ago. I'm looking forward to the motion, pre-snap motion. That's and I just want to see the wide receivers move around, you know, bring something different. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now talking about I'm talking about one player who this offseason where it hasn't been the most positive press about said player. What player would that be? Are you expecting something big from this weekend? Someone who's had negative press during the offseason.
Negative press during the offseason?
During training camp, you know.
Well, there's only one person I can think of. But
are you talking about N'Kobe?
Anyway.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
I'm hurt.
N'Kobe?
I like that. Is there a delay with the audio right now?
There is.
I think
there
so. Is. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yeah. There is. I think there's got to be.
No, there is a serious delay.
All right.
Is it my audio?
I think so. All our audio.
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying for me, N'Kobe Dean is one of those guys that has obviously been talked about in the media. There's been people that don't believe in N'Kobe. I still need to see. I've been saying that this is N'Kobe's prove it year, but he will definitely have the opportunity with the rest of the linebackers around him. I mean, you've got a couple years on Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So if he ends up taking more snaps from you, that's going to say a lot more about N'Kobe, I think, than it will about Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Now, Brian, hold up. My bad. Donald, new to the channel. I think Jalen is hoping and waiting for the blitz. And welcome to the channel, Donald. We appreciate you stopping by. Hopefully become part of the crew, part of the family, and hang out even more so. But I think, come on, man. Jalen has seen the writing on the wall. The, what's his name? A former Eagles linebacker who's on Fox now.
Emmanuel Acho.
Like imagine getting like I call him Gerald LeVert Sports.
He doesn't like Gerald LeVert. Old Castle, no looking ass.
Always has to say something like, come on. Doubting Jalen. Like, who are you, Gerald LeVert Sports? Now, Kevin asked, my only concern is Hurts is not being aware when the blitz comes, especially on the left side. Kevin's been watching.
We've got the bookends, bro. We got Mailata. We got Lane Johnson. I think we should be good.
Paul says, yes, the rule in the NFL is do it until you can stop it. So he'll be blitzed until he beats them with his arm, not his feet. And again, if we're being honest, Jalen Hurts was finally honest about his injuries. We know that Jalen was not there athletically at the end of this. I'd say midway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Prime, can you agree on that? How many times the stuff you didn't see on film when him on the sidelines looking wonky?
Yeah,
I don't think he was there.
Just see that he definitely wasn't all there 100%. And, you know, I mean, sometimes the body language was saying it all. You know, at times, us being there live, you notice the distance. Not that it was, like, out of spite or anything like that, but it was just like, I don't know. You could just see something was definitely just gelling just wasn't being gelling. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, you know, this is definitely I know for a fact it's all put behind him. You know what I mean? We got a different gentleman coming into the season. And, hey, look, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be good come Friday.
Mark Bird with a new nickname for Acho, LeVert Bayless.
Bayless.
That's fitting. That's fitting.
Now, Kevin says, I get that Hollywood. I'm just basing it off of what we saw last year. Mulata wasn't healthy, and Lane Johnson was limited last year.
I mean, as Lane Johnson, like we were talking about Brandon Graham, as Lane Johnson gets another year older, I mean, he has to annually get that ankle drained midway through the season. That'll probably be another thing that he has to deal with this year. So, yeah, I could see that being an issue later on.
Look at the 29-year-old calling out other 30-year-olds.
This guy.
Lane Johnson's got a few years on me, man. Chill.
Evan calling out injuries. Who would have thunk? Heather says, Acho looks like he watches himself. Whoa.
Damn. Yo, she caught that
American
one.
Like, Psycho. Caught, yeah. That American Psycho.
Went over the ball.
Now Michael chimes in. He says, what's our expectations with Saquon? 100 plus yards a game, right? A game. He said
a
game.
You don't get to 2,000 all-purpose yards on the season without getting 100 yards all-purpose a game. Mm. Plus.
Correct.
Anyone a quick mass? That would be
100 yards a game would be 1,600 yards all-purpose.
I think you can get that.
17 games this year.
I think you get that.
Yeah.
You said 17 games.
Yo, we did see Swift go off for what? Close to 300 that one game?
What game was that? Yeah. Was that the
that game? I don't even know exactly how much, you know. Someone in the comments would be like, "It wasn't close to 300." It was a big game.
Yeah, it was like two something.
Two something. Does Saquon have one of those games in him?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah. I think Saquon has a couple like absolutely explosive games this year. Everybody in this offense is going to have their day. Devontae's going to get his day. AJ's going to have his day. Saquon, I'm sure Goddard will even have one. Hurts is going to have a bunch. It's going to be great.
It's going to be the featured. They're going to be featured. It's going to be like, like when you're excited, you have a boy band and it's featuring Bobby Brown, something like that.
Mark Bird chimes in and says the Vikings game was the game he went off, perhaps.
Yeah, it was the Vikings.
My thing is the fact that we went away from Swift at moments last year. I think the way that the bank account is set up, the way that we're paying Barkley, he should be used. Right? Correct?
I mean, right. One of the best running backs in the league right now. You got to go and use him the proper way. And, you know, with that, with Kellen Moore being in the spot, I don't see that being an issue.
Now, Philly Eagle 843 says Chauncey Gardner should be a captain. Now, did they announce the captains yet?
They did.
Out of the loop for a couple of days. Who were captains?
You got Jalen Hurts. You got Devontae. He's not.
Devontae did not get it.
AJ Brown, Jalen, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, and Slay.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Was there six?
I thought it was six.
Yeah. Nick Sirianni said he thought that they had too many captains last year, so he cut down
the number. Definitely said.
Interesting.
Might have been Elliot.
Big Elliot, wasn't it? Probably.
I think it might have been Elliott.
You're probably right, Bruno.
Brian says Devontae should be captain, not Slay. I like the idea of less captains, to be honest. You know, like, remember that one year we had, like, Randall guys captain.
Last year.
Actually, it's seven this year. Jordan Mulata is the one.
So that's right, Jordan Mulata.
Jordan Mulata and Jay Gilly. So there's seven.
There's a lot of offensive players that are captains in defense.
I mean, Brian asked, I mean, why is Elliott captain? Because I do think from a special teams perspective, you got to have a guy. I think he's been here since the Super Bowl. I mean, he's one of the elder statesmen in terms of Super Bowl guys on the roster.
Donald. Captain of special teams. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, remember last year? At the beginning of the year, everybody was talking about the gauntlet. Oh, the Eagles are going to have to go through the gauntlet. We end up getting through the gauntlet, and then the real gauntlet ended up being games we weren't even expecting. As you look at this schedule right here on the year, what do you think is the toughest four-game stretch?
Four-game stretch?
We were talking about the gauntlet last year. So what do you, as you look at this, what do you think is the toughest four games?
I can go first. So starting at week 8 against Cincinnati, week 9 Sunday Night Football against Jaguars, then you have the evil Cowboys. I don't know anything about the about the command. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna let you say it. I'm not allowed to say that word anymore.
Oh, and then the Commanders. The Commanders is, I don't know. I mean, I don't, they're like the team that's like kind of like, they might get us. I mean, the 1 year, 22, they got us, and it was just ridiculous how they got us. You know, because now they got a new quarterback. So.
Yeah, I have a similar one. I have a couple of the same games in there. Mine starts at week 6. I think Cleveland is not to be slept on, really. I mean, I think
Cleveland, I couldn't even tell that was Cleveland. Defense, my man. Fault.
Yeah, no. I feel the same way about Washington as I do about the Giants. I mean, I think that's not a tough one. That they're just happen to be in the middle of my tough 4-game stretch, and then you got Cincinnati. Right.
Yeah, let's just call it a stretch. Then it can't be four games. I don't see 4 games. I can't see 4 games out of this lineup right here.
I'm going.
You got that one team in between stretch.
Well, watching it always gives us
kind of a buffer game. Yeah,
I'm going.
That's true. That's true. All
right. There is no gauntlet, because you know why?
I didn't say there was a gauntlet. I said,
well, I'm just saying,
the toughest stretch.
Well, I'm just saying, we are the gauntlet.
People, we can't go a show without Gail and Evan having to disagree.
Remember last year someone said the gauntlet, and then someone said in the comments, we are the gauntlet.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I felt like I got no support on that.
I said, yeah.
No. Nah, in this part.
You just want to start a fight. You went to Brazil and just became a different person.
Hey man, but you know, shit.
We got the entire NFC South in the first part of the season there.
You don't see a stretch in there, Gil?
Anthony Scott.
No, I don't. I think are the gauntlet. There's no tough stretches. It's just tough weeks when they face the Eagles.
All right.
Thanks for doing the exercise, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Why don't you get to dinner, pal?
I haven't even eaten. Someone give me another coconut. but speaking of Brazil, shout out to Philly Sports Trips. This Brazil trip has been amazing. It is everything that I thought it was going to be. We have a couple of trips coming along the way. I know a couple of you dudes are going to be on these trips. A Prime, let us know what we got coming up.
Well, you know what I mean? We missed out on the Brazilian trip, but you know what I mean? Gale is having the privilege to enjoy himself for the rest of us, so it's all good. But, hey, look, the next opportunity will be New Orleans. You got Angelo Cataldi that's going to be joining us. You got your boys, the Fourth and John crew. You got Philly Sports Guy. You got E-Rock. You got Philly Sports Trips. I mean, what more can you ask for? Then we got Tampa Bay. Yo, listen, Tampa Bay is the one on the list because the GOAT is going to be there. I mean, we're talking about Brian Dawkins. How much better can it get? All right. I think there's that's it. There's not more to talk about. And then, you know what I mean? Hey, you got to go take the trip to New York to go see Saquon and give it back to these boys that didn't have no confidence in him. So definitely looking forward to that one. And Cincinnati, man. You know what I mean? It's definitely one to think about for myself, but that's going to probably be a tough one. But, hey, listen, the rest of y'all could go. I hope the rest of the boys go ahead and tag along with that one. I'm probably have to be playing the
gonna
daddy
role
that
weekend. Game.
It's definitely going to be a fun game. I mean, you got the opportunity to see Ja'Marr Chase, you know what I mean? And, you know, hey, listen, that's what it's all about.
Mm. Now we have the Birds take over in Dallas. Ev, go ahead if you were going to read. Go ahead.
I got you. Yeah, we got Dallas coming up on November 8th. That's going to be with Jeremiah Trotter Sr. Going to be a lot of people obviously going to want to talk and connect with him, with his son being on the squad. Got another GOAT, left the nest too early. LeSean McCoy is going to be out in L.A. on November 22nd, right before Thanksgiving. The following week is going to be in Baltimore. That's on Sunday, December 1st. Obviously going to be a great game right down 95. Don't have to go very far, but it's going to be an awesome game to watch. I'm sure going to be an awesome tailgate as well. And then another absolute stadium takeover. I mean, it gets more and more fun every year, you know, trying to get as much green in FedEx Field as possible. So, you know, right before Christmas, December 22nd, we're going to be taking over Washington. So buy your tickets.
Yeah. Professional. Professional reader. Obviously, I know that the game is Thursday. I'm hoping somehow we were able to talk again about just even vibes. If there's an opportunity, we'll figure out our schedule.
Game's on Friday.
Talking about football in general.
He's talking about things around football in general.
Oh, I thought you're talking about the Birds.
Ravens and Chiefs, right?
My bad.
Yeah, this is true. Oh, or Friday, if somehow we can all connect for like a half hour, just to powwow, just to high five, whatever. Hopefully, you know, Brian Baldinger's joining the Philly Sports Trips tomorrow. So I'm hoping to get a quick interview with him if I can, you know, like sitting at the pool, Brian Baldinger. I don't know.
I got a question for you to ask him. Ask him what he thinks about the Sal's Veal Parm. That was one of his favorite items.
Dog,
he said Sal's what?
The Sal Veal Parm. He used to order it all the time.
At your spot?
Veal?
At your restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Sal's Veal Parm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Veal Parm from Sal's, yeah.
So imagine the guy. Imagine
how many different ways do you have to tell
him? Imagine
making sure he's got it.
Yeah. I'm gonna roll up to Brian Balder at the pool, like, yo, Sal's Veal's Parm. And he's gonna look at me like,
what are you talking about?
My boy Evan told me, he said, you ordered it all. No, I'll do it. Then
this guy right here.
He's gonna have to check your medicals after the Sal's Veal Parm. You know, but it obviously you know, the next couple of days are gonna be like all over the place. I'll be in a forest tomorrow. Starting 8, and then it's one more day after that in Rio, and then off to Sao Paulo. But let's talk about score predictions. We'll go with you two in first. Your score prediction for this game this week.
34-21. Go Birds.
24-31.
Mm-hmm.
It's a close one.
Who's next?
It's not even what he said.
How about you, Bron?
Such a delay. I'm going to go 38-14.
38-14. Say it with your chest. Shout out to Rack Shack is saying 35-21. We have Kevin 31-28. Darren G with a 30-17. Resident hater Pete Nathan 38-35. Shout out to Perk 35-17. Evan, the oldest 9 year older in Philadelphia.
I'm actually going to say, I said it was going to be a high scoring game on both sides. I think it's going to be a great game for the Brazilian fans to see. I don't think they're going to give them a snooze fest. I think it's going to be a lot of scoring. I say 39-31 Birds.
Mm-hmm. Anthony checks in 38-35 Birds. Donald, 21. Eagles, 33. In a cool tone, 28-13. I'm going to go 31-23. I do like the 30 burger. Headless Horseman hits us with a 27-17. I like that. The vibes right now are pretty, you know, obviously we're the favorites. I think when you're in a territory where it's, you know, you got to travel on a plane for 2 days. I do not like the overall vibes from our Eagle players talking about just the misinformation stuff. And like, if you would have just came to Philly Sports Trip, you've been good. You know, you could have came with a group, you know, if you're partying out here, you don't have like people to party with or feel like, you know, you're protected. Like, I get it, you know, but just the misinformation is kind of nutty. I just think Eagle fans got to show up, and I'm not lying. I have run into Eagle fans all over Rio, and we're not even Sao Paulo yet.
Have you seen any Packer fans?
Not one.
Damn.
Not one Packer fan in Brazil yet, but I've ran into Eagle fans at Christ the Redeemer. I've ran into Eagle fans at the steps. I ran into Eagle fans on the beach. They're everywhere. So I do think Eagle fans have to show up. I do think we're going to show up. But so far,
do you know how big your group was that went out there?
We have 90 people out here with us right now.
That's a good turnout. For sure.
Kevin says Slade told the media his family's not trying. And that's it. They could have traveled with us. We would have been good.
Yeah, I think that got taken out of proportion.
You imagine if they were serving banana pudding on the plane?
Bob says, are Eagles players allowed out of the – I mean, again, if you've ever – like players that – like when we were in college, you weren't allowed out of the hotel. You got to be locked in. This is a business trip. I don't care. I don't need you out here sipping on coconuts. I mean, who does that?
You're getting paid. I mean, these guys, not to sound like the old man that I am, but like Gail's saying, I mean, this is a business trip, and they get paid a tremendous amount of money to do their job. They can go to Brazil in the off season if they want to. Make that a vacation. This is a business trip.
This is a business trip. This is the first game of the year. This is a set the tone type of game. Like, are y'all all y'all serious or pretenders? Because like you don't lose the first game as a contender. Pretenders lose the first game of the season. But before we get out of here, big shout out to Bud Light for holding the tailgates down during the season. It's almost tailgate season, which is very, very weird to me. It's almost our tailgate season, but shout out to Bud Light for holding us down. Shout out to Red Bull for giving us wings, and shout out to Tina from Conchalk and Italian Bakery. Hopefully we can have, this is what I thought about, a new segment or something we could do on socials, that our fans get to pick the tomato pie
for the tailgate. What's on it? I like that.
Best idea. Right. Mm-hmm. Don't come up with some crazy, like, you know, keep it clean.
Yeah.
Keep it creative, and we will tell Tina what the next tomato pie, the next American tomato pie idol will be. I don't know. Anyway, any last takes before we got her? Any hot takes you need to get off your chest? We'll go Tim. What is your hot take that you need to get off your chest before we go?
Hot take, man. I don't really have one today. I don't have one today. Sorry.
Come guys. On. You got something.
I don't have anything. Sorry.
Talk about creativity. Tomato pies. This guy. Ev is ready to go, man.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. You know, I've tried something new this week. Strawberry soda. That's a winner right there. I'm not sure if you guys ever went in on the strawberry soda.
Hold on, bro.
That's top tier soda right there. The strawberry soda.
What style of strawberry soda?
It better be Crush. It better be Crush.
I think it was Fanta. Fanta, however you say it.
Nah, you gotta try Crush, bro.
I hope you have a bathroom near you.
Also want to say, I don't know about you guys, where you guys stand on the topic. I'm a huge soup guy. So soup season is upon us. Really, really excited for that. The start of football season is the start of soup season. And you know, I'm already getting after it. Already
made myself.
Are you gonna put peanuts in your soup?
Yeah. No. I put little corn tortilla chips and black beans and fresh ingredients. That's what I put in there.
All right, Panera Bread.
Perk says with peanuts. Darren G says, I'll say it with my chest. Prime's new puppy is cute. Is damn hell.
He's sleeping right now. I don't want to disturb him.
That's a good point.
Appreciate
that's all right. I got you.
Yeah. Rack Shack said Hollywood strawberry soda, the non-alcoholic version of crunchy beer.
Look at that boy.
Strawberry soda is great.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. I'm gonna give a hot take.
Oh, here we go. Jess,
stop whining.
Jess, get ready.
Yo, stop whining if your graphics are trash. Why don't you hit up my guy, Jesse Wines, at Jesse_Wines, and get you some new graphics? He's the graphic god out here, Jesse Wines.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Shout out to him for staying up past his bedtime. Man goes to bed at 7:30. I don't know. That's trash.
That's old man right there.
Works nice, man. Respect it. The father.
I'm gonna go with my hot take. I'm gonna one you up. This is a Brazilian soda.
Is that guava?
Guaranau is.
His face, bro.
Just get it out, bro. Best soda. Yeah, do they do capoeira down there?
Good.
They do. I've seen them in
have
the park.
Have you seen them do the capoeira?
Yeah. Yo, on the beach.
Can you do me a favor and get a video of it?
Okay, for you? I got you.
Yeah, please.
Also, do they have a coconut champagne?
Cola champagne? I don't think Brazilian gets down with that. I don't think Brazilian gets down with that.
That's delicious. That's got my
chance. I gotta get Gail and Evan to try one. Just try
one. Yeah, you gotta try one, bro.
Yo, my brother told me about it.
I've had the coquito.
Bro, this will change your life. That I don't even know if they sell it in the States. But this
probably
thing will
probably not. Maybe they do.
Every place I've had like six of these in one day. Sugar levels, I could be off the charts right now.
Yeah, it's probably like cane sugar.
That boy's gonna be hurting when he get home.
That's that 1933 Coca-Cola type joint right there.
I'm telling you, it's so good. I would buy it for the tailgate. I'm just saying.
You can buy it for your boys.
A lot of Corona spots for Prime too.
No.
But we drink Bud Light over here at the tailgates. But anyways, any last words? Last word. We'll go with you, Tim. Last word.
Yo, man. Football season is upon us, and I am excited. Get your drafts ready, fantasy drafters, and check. Also, I just can't wait, bro. I cannot wait. I can't wait to see this offense. You know what I'm saying? So. Go Birds, man. It's like I'm going to be like a kid going to sleep before Christmas. I'm not going to be able to sleep on Thursday night, to be honest with you. so weird as a Friday.
I feel that, man. So. I feel that. It is weird that it's on a Friday. I hope it doesn't throw off any of the juju.
Me too.
What say you, Primo?
No, I'm just looking forward to football in general, man. Real talk. Once Thursday comes, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, I get to enjoy a little bit of football on Thursday, but then I get to see my boys the very next day. So, I mean, the hype is definitely there. You guys know that. And like I said, man, the stars are lining up with everything I got going on. So, Gail, continue to have a good time, man. Keep repping over there. I'll see you living your life, and I'm happy for you. Feeling, like I said, just a slight jello, but it's all good, man. You know what I mean? We're gonna catch up on the next trip. It's all good.
We're living through him, though. We're living through
him. Yeah, for sure. Oh, man. For sure.
I have so much stuff in my phone that I have to post, but it's like I'm just like, yeah, I'm hanging out with some monkeys right now. You know, like, and then I get a text from Aaron from West Coast Swoop, and he said, bro, you need to post more. And then shout to Birdman 915. He's like, can we FaceTime? I'm like, I'm feeding monkeys. I don't know. Evan, last word.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm semi, we talk about it being weird with the game being on a Friday, but I am actually kind of thankful that it's not, for in a weird way, not on a Sunday, because I want to enjoy this first week of games. Sit down, 7 hours commercial free football with Scott Hansen. That's going to be a great time. I don't get to do that often with when we got the tailgates and whatnot going on. So I'm going to live up the entire first week. I ended up, you know, shaking off the rust myself. I was out there chopping steaks. My girlfriend, we all went to the Phillies game the other night, so that was a fun time.
Saw that.
I'm ready to go.
Hey, what? Tim, did you put your 2 week notice in? I put mine in.
I put my 2 week notice in. So, baby girl,
say it with your chest, bro.
I guess I can be the hot take. I did put my 2 week notice in.
If Gail would have gave me the hot take moment, you know what I mean? But, you know, he finds a way to take that away from you all the time. That was my hot take.
I thought your hot take was your dog.
Oh, sorry. I give it back to you.
You converted that into the last word, you know what I mean? The last word. And then you went on with that. But it's all good. My hot take is put your 2 week notice in. I highly recommend it. Okay.
Did you put your 2 week?
My 2 week notice with the wife, man.
I was like, damn, wife, bro.
Man.
I said we all jealous out here.
My girl loves football, so I don't got to put no 2 week notice in, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She has the ability to love football. My wife loves football too, but she got two kids that she has to worry about chasing.
We could change the name of the podcast, Fourth and Jobless.
Well, I got one of us.
No, but finally, get it back on track. Close out my last word. Tomorrow is the birthday of my lovely mother. So happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to mom.
You know, I hope it's a great one. She's very much enjoying retirement right now. And so happy to see her happy.
Last word. Shout out to everyone in the comments, for hanging out with us on a random Tuesday night. Obviously, it's game week. Shout out to all the Eagle fans on this trip. Shout out to my girl, Amanda, who's waiting patiently. We're about to go to dinner.
Hi, Amanda.
There's a restaurant with 360-degree views. I smell like you might have caught me whiffing myself. I smell like I've been riding a bike for 30 miles with chocolates on. But I appreciate you guys as well, man. I can't wait to come back and with a W and get it rocking for Atlanta in a hometown game. So I'm excited, man. I really can't contain it. I will post more and live that life for all of us. And we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly Eagles, fly.
The birds.